Welcome to today's broadcast. This is Lon May bringing you radio around the world. We trust you will be empowered with today's message as we bring faith, fire, and freedom to this generation.
See, what I did not know is that the Lord was using him to sow seed into my thinking. This was foreign to me. A few weeks later, I'm coming home from work. And the Lord said, I want you to laugh. And I said, what for? See, it took me a long time to get this. And I'm not telling you I got it mastered now. I'm just telling you that I'm onto something here, and I have found that there is power that's released when we loosen up, unhook from the soul, and begin to live out of our spirit.
That's right.
There's resurrection power residing on the inside of each and every one of us sitting here tonight. And it's not released or free to be released until the soul steps aside. Some people are looking for restoration in their bodies, for healing. It's not going to come until you know how to tap into that resurrection power that's on the inside of you. There is a day of restoration coming to the body of Christ, but I submit to you it's going to come because they found out how to tap into what they've been carrying all along.
Amen.
That's how it's going to come. Ha ha ha. The Lord said, I want you to laugh. I said, what for? There ain't nothing funny out here on the highway. I'm a realist, you know. I'm just that way. There ain't nothing funny out here, and I ain't gonna laugh. You know, the Holy Ghost, y'all are laughing, but some of y'all, the Holy Ghost was asking you to pray in tongues earlier, and you wouldn't do it. So you're no different than I was. I said, Lord, there ain't nothing funny. He said, I want you to laugh. I said, Lord, that is funny because there is nothing to laugh about. Now, this is what's going on the inside of me. I'm being open about this so you can see into how people struggle with hearing from God and doing what He says do. And when we finally give over and give in to what He's having to say to us, we find out that there's liberty, there's freedom, there's deliverance, there's counsel, there's wisdom, there's understanding, there's all kinds of freedoms that are untold that can come. But He wants us to do it His way. And as people, we want to do it our way. Lord, I'll be happy, but you got to do something, make me laugh. He said, no, I want you to laugh. I said, Lord. He said, just laugh. I said, okay. Ha ha. See, I'm endeavoring to appease him because I'm thinking he'll let up, you know, if I'll just do this. What I didn't know is he was about to teach me something. I said, how about that? Now keep in mind, I'm the same guy God had to send heathen across my path to get me to limber up a little bit, okay? So you got an idea of how wrapped up tight I was. I was tighter than old Dick's hat band. And he said, laugh again. I said, ha ha. He said, laugh again. I said, ha ha. Ha. See, I'm really expanding now. I'm up to three ha's now. Real liberty here, you know. He said, laugh again. I said, Lord, I look stupid doing this. He said, who's going to see you? See, I'm in the car. I'm in the country. The windows are tinted. It's hot out. The air conditioner's on. I mean, it's just me and God inside the car. And I'm self-conscious. You know, we don't realize how self-conscious we are. Too much so. What are people going to think? There's nobody in the car. See how goofy the flesh is? He said, laugh again. I said, ha, 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 ha. He said, do it again. I said, ha, 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 ha. He said, do it again. I said, ha, 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 ha. Now see, I'm hearing myself do this. Now even though I thought it was stupid as all get out, I'm beginning to think this is funny. He said, do it again. I did 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 it again. And before I know it, I'm laughing hysterically. And I still don't know what about. But I'm laughing hysterically going down the highway. I'm having a wonderful time, and I don't have a clue how this come about. Other than God said, laugh. I'm laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing, and I'm having such a good time. And when I finally come to myself, I realize I'm free. And the Lord said, this is what the alcoholic is trying to obtain. And this costs nothing but your obedience, cooperation. Ha, ha, ha. See, you can be upset about the election if you want to, but I'm going to stay in joy. You know what? If it's all going to go to hell in a handbasket, let's just enjoy life while it's going. Now, what kind of feet are you going to have when you get to heaven and you're standing before God and He says, well, what about your life? Oh, Lord, I was serious to the end. I was serious for you to the end. See the wrinkles clean my eyes? I was serious to the end. The Bible says in Psalms chapter 2 that he who sits in the heavens laughs. You read the surrounding context in that, and he's laughing because his enemies are endeavoring to do despite to him.
That's right. Exactly what it says.
Turn over there real quick. We gotta have a, like Mike said the other night, we gotta have a Bible scripture here to constitute a legal gathering. Psalms chapter 2. Ha ha ha. Psalms chapter 2, starting in verse 1. Says, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Does that sound like anything you've heard recently? Can we say this psalm is prophetic? Can we say that it's speaking of our day? Yes, we can. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Notice God's response. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. Do you notice that it doesn't upset God? Why, as His children, should the world around us and what's going on that's around us that's wrong upset us? He that sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall He speak unto them in His wrath and vex them in His sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. God still has a plan. And He's laughing while it's coming to pass. Well, how about us, as His children, seated together with Him in heavenly places? Why not have us laugh while His plan is coming to pass for our lives? Why not laugh and step aside, cause our soul to step aside and allow His plan and His purpose to come to bear, be brought to bear in our lives. Let the Holy Spirit loose inside of you in Jesus' name. Turn God loose. Stop thinking the same things over and over and over and over and over and over again. Unhook and enjoy life. Loosen up and rest. Your thought life has everything to do with your victory or your defeat. Say that again. Our thought lives have everything to do with our victory or our defeat. Some people are so prone to thinking negative that if they got two positive thoughts together in a row, they'd get a brain freeze.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 and 18 tells us that our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. God has ordained that His children are to live life by the unseen power of the Holy Ghost and all that is available to us in that realm. By virtue of our new birth, we have the ability to believe and receive from the unseen realm of God's kingdom. If our natural eye is speaking louder to us than the unseen eye of our spirit, we will be dominated by the circumstances surrounding us. God has not called us to be controlled by our circumstances, but to be the one controlling our circumstances. There is much more to us than meets the eye. We are born from above, born from the unseen realm, into a kingdom that can be manifested in the natural realm as we exercise our faith in that kingdom. The title of this week's message is Living by the Unseen. We believe this is a timely message for the time of history that we're in now. And we want to make this available to you this week. It's a 5-CD album series. Some of the titles in this series are Living by the Unseen, The Leadings of the Spirit, Tongues Has Its Place. You want to get your copy of this series, Living by the Unseen, to get the wealth of insight that's in this series into your library. My announcer is going to come and give you information on how you can secure this week's message in its entirety. You can buy just this week's message, or you can purchase the entire series online in MP3 format. So my announcer is going to come now and give you information on how you can secure your copy of this series, Living by the Unseen. Please stay tuned.
Today's complete message can be purchased online at www.lawnmay.org, or you can call our ministry office at 913-704-9682. That number again is 913-704-9682. This product, previous radio broadcasts, new messages, prophecies, testimonies, and more can be viewed online at www.lawnmay.org. We encourage you to visit us and send us an email telling us how this ministry is a blessing to you. That web address again is www.lawnmay.org. Remember, you can order by phone at 913-704-9682 or at lonmay.org. Lawn Mae Ministries is equipping believers today to live the overcoming life through God's Word and the Holy Spirit.